built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I've got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Miles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Thank you.
Three, two, one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Boy, the week is winding down so quickly. School is just about over. But since it's still in session, we have to remind you, as we always do, whatever country, part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday, make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. A lot of kids have half days. Some are going the full days. But as you're traveling in, now as we were traveling in this morning, it was foggy, a lot of dense fog as we got closer to the city. Of course, the fog lifted. But in those cases, you got to still make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. And you know what? As we have now a novice driver in the house, I am asking you even more to please be mindful. Watch out not only for yourself, but watch out for those novice drivers. And you would think novice drivers had not been out there all along. But you know, when you have one of your own in your own house and in your own vehicle, it really gives you pause. There are so many of them on the road, and now that we look around, I see them everywhere. So those experienced drivers, we ask you every single morning, stay off of those mobile devices. You'll feel it when you have your own novice driver behind the wheel. Stay off of those cell phones. Those young drivers are really, really trying to figure it out. Still trying to navigate the road, the rules of the road, and the road itself. So please be careful. You know, this morning as we were driving in, I'm thinking, I've always talked about the South Traffic Circle. I've always asked you to be careful. But now, suddenly that South Traffic Circle seems even way more treacherous when you've got a novice behind the wheel. You know, they're trying to figure it out. I know everybody has to go through their process. And I'm a praying woman, but boy, I'm going to tell you, when your kid gets behind the wheel, you talk about invokes some prayer. So as you're traveling in this morning, please be mindful. Make sure that you're helping our school bus drivers. Make sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. And make sure that you're helping our crossing guards. Those ladies and gentlemen work really, really hard to make sure that all kids get into school safely. Our resource officers are just always on point, making sure that we get in and out of the drop-off line. If you're a commuter, if you're a car rider, they just do an incredible job, and we don't want to forget to remind you every single day to make sure that you are mindful. Now, as I said, school is just about at an end, and so I know many people are trying to figure out what their kids are going to be doing for the summer. We're getting some great emails from people who have programs that they are going to be conducting during the summer. And there is going to be things that you can connect with. So we want you to send us those things so that we can share them. And we also want to make sure that young people are connected with something. And our motto for this summer is power up, not down. Power your kids up, not down. I know they're tired. They're at the point where they're ready for a break. But you know what? We need to make sure that their minds remain sharp and focused and that they stay on a steady, even keel, even during the summer, because what we are noticing, and I said this on yesterday, the summers are getting shorter and shorter. And before you know it, it'll be time again. So if we kind of stay on a steady, even keel of moderation, not too much television, you know, kind of moderate between the activities and things that they can do to sharpen their mind, then it'll make the next year just a little bit better. I'm going to tell you, it's a great Wednesday morning, not too hot. You know, we're still experiencing those cool mornings, and we still have our momentum from Momentum Monday. DC and I are really on a great path in terms of trying to get healthy, trying to not just get healthy, but make it a daily regimen. You know, usually, you know, we're sort of all or nothing. We're all or nothing. So now what we have decided is that easy does it. We're going to just do it today. Octavia and all of the people that sent text messages on yesterday, we want to thank you for all of that good, positive, momentous energy that you sent our way to encourage DC and to encourage all of the people, really, is what we'd like to do. All of those people that are having challenges in certain areas, and to say to you that no matter what it is that you're challenged with, this is our motto: if you just do it today, just whatever it is that you're working on, if you just focus on today and not 3 months down the road or 6 months down the road, if you just focus on where you are today, then that's enough. If you can just make it through today, in fact, if you can just make it through the next hour, whatever your challenge is, and you just, you know, you put it, you pare it down into just small pieces as opposed to trying to eat the whole pie. And when you do that, I'm going to tell you, it just makes life easier. It's a lot less to think about and a lot less to worry about. So if that's you this morning, we're sending you our good, positive, momentous energy on this Wind Down Wednesday. It's a great day. A lot of great things coming up. We're excited about the energy that's in the air. A lot of people having commencements, graduations, just getting ready for the next step. And that in and of itself just creates, it creates just a magnetic energy that you're just sort of drawn to. So we say to all of those people that are getting ready to do the next thing, you know what? Possibility is boundless. And all you've got to do is just start. And I love what one of our guests said a couple weeks ago. She said, you know what? You don't have to be an expert to get started. All you have to do is just do it. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. For more information, you can phone them at 318-445-9700. And more specifically, if you're dealing with spider veins or those big, ropey varicose veins and you're having, you know, trouble with your legs, your legs are restless, they're tired, you're not able to walk like you used to, and you're just in a lot of pain, they can help. And they can help with a procedure that is minimally invasive, means that you're not going to have a long period of recovery. You're going to be able to go in and out, and you're going to start to feel better. They're located at 3704 Medical Boulevard Plaza, right here in Alexandria. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas. For more information on home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has over four decades of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with competence and professionalism. For more information, 318-487-0991. It's Wind Down Wednesday. If your morning is just getting underway, it's 7:45 local time, 8:45 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it.
You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
And you can dance. You can dance. For inspiration. Come on, come on, come on. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and if you're on your way at 7:54 local time, 8:54 Eastern time. And, you know, I was talking about the summer, D.C., and everybody getting ready for the summer, kids getting ready for the summer, parents getting ready for the summer. But, you know, as we get ready for the summer, there's something that always happens during the summer, and that's where people frequent beaches and swimming pools and lakes. And we talk about it often. Well, Time Magazine had an article on yesterday that said that almost half of America can't swim. And when I read that, it wasn't all that surprising. But what it does do is it makes you really, really concerned about where we are as Americans and why the survey is saying that half of America can't swim. And it went on to say that most Americans think that they can swim. They think that they can swim, but the new survey reveals that 44% don't know the basic water safety skills. And it says that only 56% of Americans can perform the five core swimming skills. This conducted in a recent survey on behalf of the American Red Cross. And they said the steps that we all need to know in water are called water competency. They include jumping or stepping into water over your head, returning to the surface, being able to tread or float for at least a minute, and circling around and identifying an exit. Swimming at least 25 yards to the point and then back and getting out of the water. And so I said, you know, the first sentence grabbed my attention because, especially with young people, the first thing that you ask them is, can you swim? And everybody thinks that they, or many people think that they can swim if they've been in the water. And they say, yeah, I can swim. And then they go out into the water and have situations. And I guess that article really gave me pause because we're always at the lake. We're at lakes and we're seeing so many dangerous or potentially dangerous situations. And I've talked about it, and we're going to continue to talk about it as the summer progresses, because many of us don't consider that even if you're bank fishing and you have small children, that maybe they need to have on a life jacket. And life jackets are very, very inexpensive. And it's just a good safety mechanism to keep our kids safe. And then at many of the lakes that we frequent, you'll look at an area and you'll think that the water is really shallow. And it may be shallow at that point, but the drops are so quickly that if a child gets in the water, they can drop down and never come back or never be able to push themselves back up to the surface. And that's what the article was talking about, being able to go down. And we've had this conversation with our son many times, and he says, you know, if you go down in the water, it's so far down, 17, 18 feet in many cases, that you would panic before you would get to the bottom. But if you really know how to tread water, you won't have to go to the bottom. You'll just kind of tread and wait for help. But this is something that we really need to be talking about, because during the summer, we hear about more and more water accidents. And then this past weekend when we were on the lake, what I really noticed were there were so many water crafts. I mean, all sorts of water crafts, boats, jet skis, tubes, skis. I mean, just you name it. People were out there in droves. Just everybody is ready for the heat. They're ready for the cool down, the water. But another really, really important thing that we all have to remember, and DC and I got this probably last year, is that when you are at a lake is just that. It is a lake. And we look at it as a great place because we can catch fish. DC can catch fish. I can be out in the boat and I can relax and get some sun and read. And what we would do occasionally is we would jump out of the boat and we would cool off, because you know, this part of the fishing season for us, or for DC, he fishes for brim. And when you're fishing for brim, or really anything. There's not a lot of shade. There are no real trees. So you're out, I mean, in the beaming hot sun, and the water is so refreshing and cool, and you just want to jump in. Well, what we're noticing is that, and what we've known, is that there are alligators in the water. And Sunday, when we were out on the lake, we saw an alligator just sort of perusing, just swimming amongst all of this activity. And then if you've ever seen an alligator in the water, you know that they look very, very innocuous. Sometimes it just looks like a branch or something just kind of sticking out of the water. You don't really pay attention. And a lot of people that are tubing or that are pulling little miniature-type boats behind their boats have small children in there. Granted, they did have on life jackets, but I'm thinking, do they see the alligator? And then I said to DC, I said, well, maybe alligators just don't attack, or they don't bother you with all of this activity and all of the boats. And then as we just sort of, because we were off over into an area away from the people who were doing recreational things with their boats and their jet skis, and we were just sort of watching. And so we watched the alligator watching as well. And I said to DC, I said, well, maybe they just understand to stay away from people. And he said, well, it's probably based on how they feel. You know, you can't just use that as a given. And sometimes they may attack, and sometimes they might not. And I said to him, years ago when we were growing up, we used to love going out to Crooked Creek. I mean, that used to be the spot. I don't know if people still recreate out there, but we used to swim in the water, and we used to swim and see how far we could swim, if we could swim to the rope and then swim back. And I said, you know, I never thought that there were alligators probably in that water. And so as people are enjoying the summer, and enjoying the cool water and the fun, you have to really, really be mindful that we are encroaching upon their territory, and we have gone into lakes to have fun. And DC, when you and I jumped out of the boat, and we kind of encouraged Deuce to jump out of the boat, and he would have nothing to do with it. But really what we understand now is that it can be dangerous. And then when you're jumping into lakes, especially out of boats, you never know, you know, really what's underneath the water. A lot of lakes contain stumps, or stumps lie beneath, you know, the surface. And there's just a lot going on. And so as families are recreating, a lot of people are getting ready for the holiday weekend, getting ready to enjoy the lakes. A lot of times alcohol is involved. And so we would say to you to be careful. And most importantly, a lot of parents that never were swimmers, and you haven't taught your kids to swim, what we're going to do is we're going to go on a quest to see who in the city and cities around the surrounding areas are going to be teaching swim lessons. And I know that Christian Love Baptist Church and their youth and their camp, their summer camp, are really, really pushing hard to make sure that they teach and incorporate swimming lessons into this summer's camp. And she said that last year they had great success. Miss Linda Johnson talked about the success and the kids and getting them out. A lot of kids have never even put their head underneath water. A lot of kids are afraid of water. And the fact of the matter is, when we look at the statistics showing that half of America can't swim, that's a real issue. And I don't think you have to necessarily be a proficient swimmer, but you really need to know those basic competency skills that they talk about, being able to handle yourself in the water, jumping in or stepping out into water that's over your head. And I think that most people that have that sort of fear of water, first of all, are challenged by the water being over your head. And that's why we need the lessons, so that we can get accustomed to the water and we can understand that it's fun, but it can be unforgiving. And then the study went on to say that we need to know how to tread water. We need to know how to float.
We need to know how to get in and out. And one of the things that we noticed is that as we have been out on the lake, and I said this to DC, we have seen more and more wildlife and fishery officers out at the lakes, you know, really monitoring all of the activities. And when they come up to your boat or your craft, they ask for some specific things. They want to know if you, first of all, you have to have a fishing license. And I know that our anglers know that, but what you may not know, and I was sharing this with young Deuce Christmas, because the last time we went out and they came up to our boat, he was not with us. And I said, I wasn't aware. And even if you're fishing off the bank, you still need to have a fishing license. And he said, yes, anytime you put a pole in the water, no matter where you are, you must have a fishing license. Well, so he proceeded, well, there were two of them, actually. They proceeded to check everything in Dad's boat, DC's boat, rather. He had to have his license, he had to have your registration for your boat, and all sorts of various different things. And so they just check everything to make sure that you are legally able to be on the water. And then the next thing that he said is, not only do you need to have something for yourself to save yourself, but you need to have what's called, I think he called it, did he call it a throw, DC? He called it a throw. And the throw is a flotation device that you throw into the water, and it's got two straps underneath it where the person that you would be throwing it to could just latch their arms into it and float until help could come. So my point is, as it's warming up, we're all getting ready for the summer. It's really, really important, just as we ask you, I ask you every single morning about not only taking care of yourself on the road, but taking care of the novices. Well, taking care of yourself in the water and taking care of the novices. And there are so many novices, and there's so many people, children, who have no idea about how dangerous the water can be. And so as we're all moving into summer, we want to encourage you, if you know about swimming lessons, or you have swimming lessons going on, or your summer camp is going to try to put a lot of kids into swimming, that you let us know so that we can share that. Those studies are just too alarmingly high, but so very, very real and so very, very true. And we want to make sure that nobody gets hurt because they couldn't do those really basic things, that once you get in the water, the fear goes away. But I guess that's almost like a mother watching her kid drive for the very first times and drive in those areas that we know are challenging to navigate. But kids are resilient. They're ready for the challenge. They're up for the challenge. And you know what? They're not like us. They don't find fear in things. They just do it. And the way that they do it, they go after it and they master it, and they master it way before we ever could. And if we just think back, I remember when we were growing up, all we had was the swimming pool, and that's all we did. We couldn't wait for summer, and we could really just remember the wafting in the air of the chlorine and the pool being cleaned. You remember, DC, how that felt and the smell of that, and you just knew that summer was on the way, and it was activities that we were awaiting. And you just really kind of taught yourself how to swim. You went every single day, and swimming was the big thing. And now public pools don't exist as much. So we want to encourage you to make sure that you put that on your list. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the credit union with heart. AmeriCredit Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in the parish. The parish is growing and growing and growing. And for more activities happening in and around Avoyelles Parish, 800-833-4195. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you refinance. They can help you purchase your first home or just simply invest. 318-561-8020 is the number. You're on point. It's 8 minutes after 8 local time, 8 minutes after 9 Eastern time. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves it? Romance, give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the album last. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and people's addressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the set. I got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime, hang out and look for a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spent all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
B&E Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At B&E Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friends On Point Talk about today. We want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life, and keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us, and our industry is how we apply that to work. Now keep this in mind for me. All men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God has put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:20 local time, 9:20 Eastern time. And I don't know about you, but on this wind down Wednesday, I don't know, I think David Christmas has really put me in that really mellow mood. It's wind down Wednesday. The week is winding down, coming to a close, as is school. And you know, as I was sitting here listening to our Pearl of Wisdom by Reverend Joe S. Green, you know, as people are winding down, not only finishing the year, but those people that are finishing high school, well, let me go back, finishing junior high school, because that's really your first little milestone and moving into high school. And then those people that are finishing high school and moving into college or moving into the next phase of life. I started thinking about what the Pearl said about success. And I think that we have really defined success all wrong. We have looked at success as being how much money we can earn, how quickly we can earn it, how quickly we can get ahead, how quickly we can move into the thing that it is that our heart desires. And we don't think about the integrity and the intelligence that it takes along the way. And you know, when I hear those pearls of wisdom, I think back on our lives and I think about where we were at every phase, at every milestone. And really, I'm starting to understand that we never had a clear definition of what success is. And so because we never had a clear understanding of what success is, we took on what others said success is. And we want to encourage you this morning to start to define success on your own terms. See, what happens all too often is that we measure success by what others are doing. And then when we do start to have some semblance of success on our own, we look and say, we're not successful because we haven't earned as much as this one, or we haven't done as much as that one. And we always put out the measuring tape to measure ourselves with others. But if you have a clear understanding of what success means to you, and I believe that success means something different for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us defines success differently. And parents, as young people are moving into the world and trying to find their way, we have to begin to tell them how we, as the family, define success. And what we're sharing with our son is simply this. Don't do what you do in life because of the earning potential. You know, for us, I can remember when we were getting ready to go to college and you're making that endeavor and you're moving into the unknown and you're trying to figure out, what is it that I want to be in this world? What do I want to do? And then you immediately go to, well, I want to do something where I can make a lot of money. And I want to do something where I can probably be the boss. And if you're really honest with yourself, most of us couldn't, I know I couldn't wait to get out of college. And the first thing that I said was, I'm ready to start making money. And success has almost always been defined by how much money that you can earn. In fact, the reason why I left broadcasting initially is because they didn't make any money. I looked at the challenges and the struggles and what I had to overcome to finish college. And then when I started applying for broadcasting jobs, I said, they don't make any money. And for so long, you have conditioned yourself that you're this poor, struggling college student. And I think we need to wipe that mentality out. Poor, struggling college student. Why have we always worn that as a badge of honor? Well, we wanted people to feel for us. We wanted people to see our plight. We wanted people to think that we were doing really great things and we were struggling. Let's wipe that out. Poor and struggling, you know, not good. We didn't know better. When you know better, of course, you're supposed to get better and do better. And so upon graduation, like everybody is doing right now, started looking around and you started looking at, okay, what do they pay? And you start going through the process of putting in resumes and putting in tapes if you want to be on television or sending demo tapes. And then you get back the pay scale and you say, well, that's just not going to cut it. Well, what we have learned over the years is that when you're doing what you love, money will chase you down, as Reverend Joe Green says. Money will get jealous. But you have to be able to see up the road. And one of the lessons that we're teaching, well, that DC is teaching young Deuce Christmas, because he's really teaching him how to drive, is you can't just look at where you are. You have to look down the road. You have to look up the road. You have to have such a panoramic view. And it's hard when you're young to look up the road. You just see where you are now, and you see what's before you, and you never think about the possibility of this blossoming into something. And so when we talk about success, you really have to have a clear, concise definition for yourself. Now, I was blessed in a way that God brought me full circle back into that thing that I believe I was gifted and born to do. But oftentimes, that might not happen. Once you start chasing the money, you get caught up. And then when you start to be in a position where you're making a certain amount of money, your life depends on the money that you're making, you get comfortable in that, you never really move into that gift, that calling, because now everything that you have is predicated on everything that you need. I'm going to say that again. Everything that you have now is predicated on everything that you need. So now it's a little bit more challenging to downsize your life. Now, I was blessed because even though I ran out into the world like most young people do and started chasing money, I had the opportunity to be able to be a homemaker.
Yeah.
I had a husband that was a really, really wonderful earner, and I had the opportunity to just be at home and have our son and begin to raise him for those years that we decided we would raise him and I'd be at home. And so I had that time to really reflect inward and to look at my life and to say, okay, do I want my purpose to be always chasing money, always chasing the bigger thing, the bigger house, the bigger car, the bigger everything? Now, big is good, but it's only good when you have big and big doesn't have you. And what I mean by that is when you have the things and the things don't have you, where you have money, but you're not defined by that. You're not defined by what neighborhood you live in. You're not defined by all of those material things that really on their face really mean nothing if you really don't understand the deeper, truer meaning of what those things are. And so I say all that to say, you know, as people are moving into the next thing, moving into their potential, moving into the possibility of greatness, parents and leaders and mentors, let's make sure that we're putting in the right things. And even you yourself, if you have gotten on the road to chasing success because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, you never know how they're doing what they're doing. You never know if the Joneses are truly happy or if it is just a facade. And so when we really understand success and we understand where we are on that pendulum, then we'll start to do those things that we were born to do as opposed to those things that just look good and garner us a lot of money. I really wanted to share that not only with you, but with myself, making sure that our attitudes and our mindsets are really, really on point. And that's why we love, love, love our Pearls of Wisdom. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker Wills, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain, boy, she's got an incredible team. She is employing a lot of people in Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. And if you're in need of Sylvia's Companions Healthcare Services, the number to phone, 318-346-2540. Also, Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It is a community clinic meeting the needs of our community. It's a free clinic located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. They have urgent care, physician's appointments. You can walk in or you can phone for an appointment. All you got to do is dial 318-448-6800. It's 8:31 local time, 9:31 Eastern. You're on point. And guess what? Got to get a break. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's Dollar Menu at Breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe Coffee, Sausage Burritos, and the Sausage McMuffin Sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Part of the minimally invasive, image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
How many times?
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. You are feeling it this morning, aren't you, on this wind-down Wednesday? Are you feeling, like, really, really mellow as the week is winding down, or what? What's that vibe about? It's momentous, but it's very, very honed.
You're on cruise control.
Are you on cruise control? I love it. Well, you know what? I want to give a special shout out this morning. You know, every time we see people as we're traveling around the city and those people who say, you know what, I listen to the OPT every single morning. We just want you to know that we appreciate you. But most especially, Miss Paula Nelson. Paula, good morning, and thank you for being a part of the OPT Network every single morning. Thank you for starting your morning with us. DC saw her, ran into her yesterday at around lunchtime at one of our favorite places, Outlaws Barbecue. And what were you getting at Outlaws Barbecue on yesterday?
Well, because I'm on a high protein diet, when I saw Miss Paula, she was going in, I was coming out.
She was going in, you were coming out.
She was going in, I was coming out. Uh-huh. You know, I saw it, and then I looked at her, and I looked over there at a little sweet little red Mercedes. I'm saying, I know her.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And she said, I know you.
She said, I know you. I said, I bet you don't know my name.
What did she say?
She said, I listen to y'all every morning. Good. Okay, well, and then I said, okay, that's Miss Paula Nelson.
Miss Paula Nelson, we thank you so much for being a part of the network and joining every single morning. And as we're talking about this new eating program that our family is on, just some meat. Not a lot of meat. We're trying to just make sure that we do
high
that.
High protein.
High protein. Make sure we do that in moderation. And vegetables. Well, you know, Anthony Eli said something about breathing yesterday, D.C. And that was like a suggestion that he gave you. Well, of course, as we do, we research everything, found an incredible article in Oprah Magazine written by Leslie Goldman that talks expressly about breathing. And she said, for the most part, most of us are breathing wrong.
Wow.
I know, right?
Anthony was dead on.
He was right on point. And she said, it's long been considered one of the greatest tools for relaxation, but how you inhale and exhale matters even more than we think. Now, she says that the average person, get this, breathes in and out 23,040 times per day. Can you imagine 23,040? I never thought about it either. She said, but most of us are not doing it effectively. She says, taking short, shallow chest breaths while subconsciously contracting our abs. So she is a behavioral health specialist from the Cleveland Clinic Center for lifestyle medicine. And she says, even though we're all born breathing from our bellies, by the time that we hit adolescence, stress has crept in, and the natural response to stress is tightening up. And let me tell you something, in the mornings when young David Christmas is driving, I am tightening up. I am not breathing, even though he's getting a lot better. But you know, just the anxiousness, the stress of the day, we're not really breathing right. And she says, by tightening up, it restricts our breathing. So she says that we can teach ourselves how to breathe easier and reap those serious psychological benefits in the process. And you know how sometimes I just say to you in the morning, especially if I've had one of those mornings like we all do, And I just ask you to breathe with me, just to inhale, to go really, really deep. Inhale, take in a deep, deep breath and hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. And then just breathe out. And if you can do that with your eyes closed, and if you can do that a couple times, especially if you've had just a stressful morning like yesterday. Yesterday was a stressful morning. Was that the day that the tractor was on the road? And yeah, it was foggy. The tractor was on the road. Young David Christmas was driving. You couldn't pass because the fog was just that dense. And that's why I say on time is late and early is on time, because you never know what's going to happen. And then in the process of us trying to control the traffic, telling the tractor, get off the road already. But then you have to have a humility. The farmers have got to get the tractors into the field, and they have to have a way to get them into the field, and it happens to be the road. Well, it had traffic backed up on 71, and if you travel 71, you know it's just not a lot of traffic. So that means it was going really, really slow, and you couldn't pass because it was such dense fog. Well, in cases like that, when we get overstressed, we forget to breathe or we tighten up, and it causes us to feel more stress. So one of the things that she talked about was understanding how to breathe. And you know, I often talk about yoga and loving yoga. And there's a special way that yogis breathe. And this is one of the breaths that she started talking about in the article. And you know, when I first started doing yoga, it was soon after I had given birth to our son, and I could not lose the weight. I had gained 85 pounds. I was 201 pounds, and the only thing that I lost were the 7 pounds and the 3 ounces that were him. I breastfed. I did everything that the books say that you need to do to have a healthy baby, and in the process of having a healthy baby, it's supposed to help you to lose weight, and for many people, it did, but not for me. And so I started hearing about yoga and hearing that it's really, really effective in helping you to breathe, to calm yourself, and also start the weight loss process. So 14 years ago, I embarked upon yoga. And the first thing that the instructor talked about with yoga was breathing. And my mom is probably listening, and she can probably remember, because my mom is very, very agile, and she exercises. And so after young David Christmas was born, she came to Alabama where we were, and she spent a lot of time with us helping me to become a mom and also helping me to just go through the process of just having a baby. So I drag her in, and I say, well, we got to start doing yoga because maybe it'll help me to lose this weight. And just the trooper that your mother is, she got right there with me, and we were like, we don't know how this is going to work. It's not high intensity. You don't sweat a lot. How are you going to lose the weight? Well, what we ultimately learned is that it is about breathing. And so for the very first lesson, the instructor said, concentrate and focus on your breathing. And so we're like, okay, and what does that mean? So then he gives an example, and this is what the article talks about. He gives an example of how you are to breathe that really helps your body to start to burn those toxins, burn, you know, the weight and all the things that you need to get healthy, lose weight, and get whole. And so it goes something like this. It's echoey, hollow breaths is how it's described. And you're essentially breathing through your nose. So when you're breathing out, you're making this sort of echoing sound, almost as if like you're not literally snoring, but you're, you know, you're breathing through your nose. And you're never really using your mouth. You're just simply breathing, you know, from your larynx, from your throat, and everything is coming through your nose.
And in yoga, one of the things that they tell you to do is to be mindful and to focus on your breathing. And then in the article, she says, you know, if you can, and so maybe if you're sitting in your car and you're waiting a few minutes and you're waiting to go into work and you're listening, you might want to focus on your breaths and your breathing, especially since we take 23,000 breaths a day. We really need to make sure that we're breathing right and we're breathing effectively. And so she says you can close your eyes and imagine your body is growing relaxed. And as you breathe, your belly, through your belly, she says, visualize oxygen filling any area of tension with comfort and calm. Then picture the pain leaving with the exhalation. So when you exhale, you got to do some things. You got to envision the pain, the stress, the anxiety. Envision it leaving as you blow it out. And she says, the longer you exhale, the more you stimulate the vagus nerve in the brain. And it's telling yourself that you're safe, that your environment is safe, that you're okay, and it's okay. And I know it seems sort of, oh, maybe even a little bit corny, but if you really realize that during the day, during the course of a week, a month, a year, so forth and so on, how stressed we become, you find a way to calm yourself. She says, when we experience pain, we often hold our breath. You could get so ticked off, or you could be one of those passive aggressives where you're just so passive and you just let everything just go. And she says, when you do this, you contribute to the inflammation through the release of the stress cortisol. So when you start to breathe and you start to exhale, you just let all of that negativity, all of that stress and anxiety go. But it's more than that. It's a visualization. You have to see yourself being calm. I'm going to tell you, no matter who you talk to, no matter where you go, when you begin to talk about how you're doing, what are you doing, stress and busy comes up. Stress and busy. I'm busy and boy, I'm stressed out. Well, we have to begin to visualize ourselves being more peaceful beings. We've got to learn how to get that under control so that we don't have to medicate for that. And a lot of that has to do with our breathing, and it has to do with what we are saying to ourselves and what we're allowing to come into our psyche. And so when you're acutely aware of what you're saying to yourself and how you're soothing yourself, then you can begin to put some of that stress down. And for the last few days, I have been feeling a sense of I have to. You know, control. And so as I read these articles and share them with you, I begin to do just the thing that I'm asking you to do or suggesting that you do if you want to just live a life of understanding that you can control what you can control. You can go in and you can do your part. And after your part is done, sometimes we feel like, well, if I don't do everything, it's not going to get done. Well, you can do the things that you know that you can do. And what you can't do, you have to leave it. And you have to trust that it's okay. And that's why we're tearing ourselves apart. And that's why we're holding our breaths in. We're not allowing ourselves to breathe because we have gotten so built up and so filled with anxiety and tension and stress that we are literally putting our health in peril. You have more people having heart attacks. You have more people having incidents of cardiac arrest. You have more high blood pressure. You have all of the things that go along with stress than ever before, and you have them in people who are younger than before. A lot of it has to do with our diet. but a lot of it has to do with how we are internalizing stress. So the moral of this article is about breathing. It's about allowing ourselves to be free and letting go and making sure that we understand that every day we are consciously aware of where we are in our breath. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back in a moment.
2 a.m. and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walk through the door so accusing. Their eyes like they haven't eaten right at all. To criticize hypocrites, you're all here for the very same. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe. Just breathe. Oh. Maybe October of last year. Here in town you can tell he's been down for a while. But my God, it's so beautiful when the boy smiles. Wanna hold him. Maybe I'll just sing about it. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass. Table.